through the pictures, find the individuals who got unidentified speakers, and as far as possible, I was able to recognize a few of the voices. I did have a video of the 40 minutes, but the recording was not good. And if you go on page 1, there's nothing much on page 1 because that's very clear. Page 2 is very, very clear. Page 3 is clear. Page 4, also clear.
There's. Maybe before that, page to page. You know, and I think if there's issues that from both sides we picked up, at least just let us know, and then we take it from there. I think because of page 1, please, because of page 1, we've got the indication there. Remember, we must now extend back to the concepts that we dealt with last week, because you were also asked for the content advice in terms of the draft report for next week, to give us timeline of all the events. But also there's podcast on the evidence that was given to us about what is in the current extract. Now, as you'll see, there is indeed a presentation on the farm division in case of the page lock. And colleagues will remember, colleagues are also welcome to raise anything as we go along the page. If there's anything they want to put on record in terms of previous discussions of last week. But it's clear from page 1 that there was a PowerPoint presentation on the following members. So we've got the indication of that. Can we go to page 2? So it's clear on page 5 that the National Commissioner says that some of the things If I interpret correctly, some of the issues that are brought is nonsense. Some of the things are nonsense. It's just said that you. So that refers to the following mission.
From 9:15, where he says the challenge is definitely they know, you know, using the cowering that the National Police Commission gets really, adding fuel to the fire, and in a way, it's a dangerous word, you bring away inciting insurrection. It's very provocative language, and I think that fuels what subsequently happens. That's a very uncomfortable line for me from my putting on that language.
Because if you look at line 19 as well, there's two indications. Leadership is cowering on the tables at the time where, and I'm not saying fight their hope, but if you read the rest of the line, that's actually the implication, or the subtle implication. Anybody else on that place in the middle? But I think also 15 is the assumption that, you know, the provincial leaders or the DRC members are quiet, and, you know, indications they should do something. But your silence is definitely there. Anything on 7? Got that? Go to 8. Please continue to ask us if you are speaking.
Line
between two green seeds is totally opposite. Yes, on the end.
I'm not sure if it's part two, so it's 9:11 to 15. I mean, it's as close as you get to an instruction, I think, from the National Commissioner resulting in that statement. Because the word is, I want the leadership to actually say, this is our goal. And what are your goals for these members? But we stand for what we need to do. That's far away from saying that I want the leadership to make some kind of statements. To take a position and say what's about the force.
So if you look at it running right through, there is actually a special clarion call right through. This happens, it's not up to you, you know, to show the leadership. Anything else on 8? I think the whole page of 8 is very interesting in terms of the contributions of the members and relevant. Can we go to the page?
Just from page 9, I've put in brackets the names of people that I think are unidentified people. I might actually have got it wrong, or it might be right, but that is closest as one of the people, because we interacted with it. So those are the individuals that I think it needs on the set.
So, Chicken, I just, for clarity, as far as everyone would think, are we 100% sure that is the person? If we're not 100% sure, then we cannot accept that is the person.
So at this stage, it's still stay unidentified until we've got the methodology to clarify.
Okay.
No,
that's fine.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Malaysia very interesting phrase 9, 8, 9, 10 line 8, 9 is from page 9. Where I grew up being a leader, I know about presence leadership. I don't know about absence of leadership. I have a lot to say, I'll say it one day. What does that mean?
I'll tell you one day.
Anything else on our colleagues?
Unidentified male are also 5%, and especially if it's a person of other commissioners. Say, for example, I don't see a reason why the commission came up with that decision. There's a general undermining of the process, but also of the outcome. It seems like there's a disdain for the whole thing. And I think it would be important for us to identify, if we have a suspicion that this general seller to reflect and to confirm or deny that in fact.
No, we said no particular that contribution, but I mean we'll come and confer our real that's the unidentified position. Anything else on 9? Then we go to 15.
The person of page 10, I presume the latest copy is the correct one, because I see there are some extra words if you compare it to the original.
through the pits and where in the previous transcript it was instinct. You could actually hear what he was saying if you listen carefully. So I've included those bits.
Colleagues, looking on page 10 specifically. Can we go to 11?
Chairperson, on page 11 for me is very important. If you go to line number... Use the new one. You can start actually from line number 16, but what I'm saying now is that who out there, because all the voices are out there.
Who else? Yeah. So sorry, the National Commission speaking.
Yeah, the chairperson. Yeah, the National Commission. Who out there feels what you are feeling? And then it says, and I'm not saying respond to, but speak up. Now, chairperson, how can you speak up if you say, I don't see a response? And it seems she wants to excuse herself and to say, well, I don't say something. So you need to say something. So I don't say respond, but please speak up. And that for me is the essence as far as that is concerned.
Other colleagues on the same issue, I think it's a point.
So the very next line, also the very next paper is on 919, which is a very strange logic where she says silence is very close to the silence of the commissioners. So the outcome of the commission carries. Now there's no logical there's no logic here because the outcome of the commission carries regardless. The fact that their silence is immaterial to the weight and the validity of the commission findings and recommendations. So it's only by saying that if they speak up, that would be a rebuttal and somehow, as my colleague said, have been undermining the commission's progress.
So I think this is the third or fifth instance of the fact that we're always going to be a subtle indication that the board of commissioners should really come to the part in terms of speaking up.
We will
reply that as well.
I think it is important because the way I understand it, to say silent, so the outcome of the committee carries. It means that you should speak up and say that you differ from the findings of the commission. That is actually what it says. Because if you're silent, then it means that the commission carries. And you have to link it with, I'm not saying respond, but speak up. By that actually meaning, speak up and say that you differ from the findings of the commission.
Mr. James, the paper also is in line 22 that says how baffled we are by the outcome. So the one was to respond to whatever, but what we're doing is just stop talking about how we understand policing and how baffled we are by the outcome. And I'm assuming it's the outcome of the Parliament Commission and not necessarily the outcome of my government.
I don't really understand if you go to line 23, it says ordinarily it's the commissioner speaking, this is what is happening. But anybody saying you sat in an NMF, the National Management Forum, to decide a plan for an operation in Marikana. And then it says, in which policing school have you ever done that? It's those type of things. I don't really understand that. I mean,
this one is about it relates to the Management Forum.
If you remember, there was the Finance Fund Commission that the plan was changed in the NMF, and that was the finding of the commission that it was changed at that level. And I think this is in response to that finding.
Okay, then it's serious, Jefferson, because it's further confirmation of the big difference.
So the results came in 4.5, line 10.4, it says fresh fell. Lines 5 to 7 is quite telling. We see the commission reached it, but we understand differently. What sort of force and dialogue must be we do? I'm just going to repeat that. What sort of force and dialogue must we be into? I know, but we are just silent. I don't have answers. I have questions, but I don't have answers. So it's kind of a problem there. The question of silence. Why are you not speaking up? And given the normal course and dialogue will be to implement what the commission said. So, yes, you may see differently, but if the commission said you should do X, Y, and Z, there's no real scope for you to disagree with this. The course dialogue is to do what the board has established. So again, it's the general threat of undermining the legitimacy of the report and the findings of it.
I'm doing this. Before we go to General Matera,
stay for him.
The same page.
So the idea that the BOC has to have voice, Jefferson echoes that. And then General Michele goes on to say, it came out very clearly to everyone. So this is kind of build up to the idea to make sense.
What is that? Do we know what she means? Or does
I don't know what she means by what she's saying. If you listen to the text, it's clear that there might have been another meeting, but I'm not sure she's listening.
Chairperson, also on page 14, I think what is very important is what General Mbekele said from line 21. She says, irrespective of what? Then she says, but what I'm saying is that as the leadership, if we don't come out, I mean, of the cocoon, and we actually said this is our understanding of, I mean, of what happened, of what transpired, at least the 15th meeting of the 15th, I can claim it fully because I was there in Midrand, in Pretoria, meaning the meeting. Now, she means a lot of things, but what this actually means is that if that's further inspired, get out of your cocoon, say something. That means with the other remarks we've made. Thank you.
Yes, on the
other in the MMS on the 16th, we were there. But what we are having here is the Board of Commissioners on the 15th to the 16th. So I don't understand whether the MMS meeting is from somewhere.
Remember the context, maybe the MMS meeting refers to the Parliament Commission's findings where there was a meeting that discussed operations. So they are referring to that meeting.
Echoed it, like, and it's also important.
and also then General Lubeni was on, I agree with both of what he said. It seems, and obviously I don't want to ascribe any motive to anyone, but it seems like there was this effort to sweep up the Board of Commissioners to this point. And I think to use the word almost as if people were planted to build up to that. And then General Bekele and then General Lubeni, the chairperson, confirming that that was wrong.
Right, colleagues. yes, Honourable Mula.
I see General Mugabe agree with General Mugabe when she said, number one, I think the General Mugabe actually said most of it was what they wanted to say. In a sense that the General Mugabe is very sensitive and very sensitive listener. There's somebody or some people out there that are very optimistic. They are actually not being appreciated in the current situation.
Yeah, because if this is very critical, because remember, the version that we've heard all along was actually the lunchtime meeting was actually to wrap up all the issues. Now we've got the sentence here, about 16 lines, 5, 6, 7, 8, where General Lubeni also says that. Also to highlight some of the few things that General Mugabe has spoken about. So there's already the ground line for what will be in the statement. Although the lunch meeting, where we've got no chance to come under the National Commission didn't think, but here we, and the National Commission is telling that meeting, and that's that. So that is
Chairperson? I just want to make sure, are we 100% sure it is General Nkubeni? Because in the original, if I can refer to the original version, then it was said an unidentified name, but female, so we 100% sure it is General Nkubeni.
Previously, I mean, I agree with that statement too. I thought it was General Killer, but it was General Kobeen, so I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't.
Very the general says, okay, that's now our general in Guben, and it's actually going over to page 17, and it's very important. It says that we think that is an opportunity. There will always be leadership. What you do to another person, you must know that one way or the other, it will actually come to you. And the relevance of that is so we need to, I suppose that respect should be stand together. It doesn't make sense that so we need to stand together, or is it stand together as a team, and be able to defend this organization. If we are not going to be united in defending each other, everyone is going to take us for granted, and everybody is going to ridicule this organization. So this is actually a call for everybody to stand together. And I just make me sure about that word, because my logic tells me to be stand, and to get all people together as the leadership to actually stand by the commission. Of course, there isn't by 17 to the bottom of the page, actually that's from line 16. All that we said there. And it says, and we wanted to hear advices here and there, all this other crap that is in the paper. It's never there. That actually even that is actually line 19. So it is seen as crap. And that says but everybody's very silent and everybody's asking who's going to be doing whatever, all that. I don't think, General, that is correct and that is fair, and we must stand together. So I, think, maybe General, in my broken English, that we ask General McFarlane to assist us in terms of saying this is the position. Oh, and the rest, the paragraph of 18 of us as the police, because nobody has been saying anything from the police side, except for those that are opportunistic, that actually think that they can do better, and nobody can do better. You can only do better if you are part of the collective and if you are part of the team. So that's really pressurizing to act collectively. It has been highlighted in the presentation, but I think it is very important.
There were discussions what transpired in the the meeting where they are dealing with the Balaam Commission, am I correct?
Yes.
And the issue of saying we must go to the paper, we must tell Makabe to issue the statement. The statement that was issued, it means them that they were not referring to the media. They were referring issue of the statement about the Salam's report. But then Makale and other commissioners continually stating that they were responding to the negative say by the media. I just want to put it on record.
No, that's a very important, I think, point that we will also have to include in our report. Thank you for that information. We start on page 19.
Some of us that are here and where they came from. This proves the point by correct that these commissioners were under pressure from somebody, and not that somebody, that somebody is the national commissioner. And it proves the point, therefore, that some commissioners, it's true, when they were not, they apologized because they had done that under pressure. Because if there are some people who really claim could have leaked the information to an event problem and talked about it, it means that it's not all the commissioners who were talking about what was going on. Some of the commissioners were under pressure. They did not want to say things. They were failing to do things. They were doing the same statements they had signed. They were under pressure. Because it shows that they are divided here on this issue. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's also welcome to go back to the case at all times, please. Thank you very much for that. So we go back to the world page, Thank you.
September 26th. Very big indication of the National Transmission Act. The financial fight that other banks will allow the report, but I just want to try to defend your own institution if you have the opportunity to end of story. It falls short of being an instruction, but you definitely contain courage that you stand up. Anything else for pity?
Let me go to the next one.
Chairperson 9, 13 and 14, and I think I've spoken to General Makhari at some stage and expressed my view, and also a little earlier General Makhari was saying that General Bekele should make a statement, or that was the invitation. So there was a prior discussion at least between two of them about it, and then obviously the quote from Sir Thomas is echoing what the National Police Commission said about prior fingers.
No, let me just put that statement of General Makhari on the record. She says the page 32 line 8. And then there was the statement that was made that said, Thomas, your silence is burying up and down Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So the theme of silence is continuing.
Even line 11 and 12, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the name that was my question, how much of violence is bellowing up and down here. Thanks.
You need to ask me 22. Then we go to 23. By the commission to us, the following commission. Also, the idea in line 11 that, and to say you kept quiet. Again, echoing the same thing.
Together with that, Jefferson, I'm not so sure, but if you look at line 14, for instance, well, even some of our members refer to line 13. And for me, I mean, I'm that commission, right at the time that we started, I had a problem with the commission, the composition. I mean, of the commission. I'm not going to go there. I come from the Transkei. I might say certain, I mean, and that intervention. So I don't really understand. So she's got a problem with the composition. And I don't understand the link coming from Transkei. I can make an allegation saying I see this as a racist approach. What does she mean coming from the Transkei? Is it because everybody is black there and now we have a composition of a commission? Where a white person is the chairperson, that we should flag a bit more.
Okay. Difficult to assess from the text.
Yeah. What does it mean coming from the text? I'm coming from social context.
So, 23, line 20 to 24.
but I tell you, if you keep quiet, and therefore silence for me is not an option, not at this point, not when other people can stand up and they can actually, some of the negotiating opinions even on our dog. Anything else on 53?
I mean, normally for
fellow committees do not do two at once, and this is, you know, this is hard slog, so it's fine.
I think what is very important, Jefferson, and especially when it was said that the chairperson actually has nothing to do with it, if you look at the bottom of page 35, the chairperson, all right, that's after General Bitter spoke. Let me put the pause. General Mawela, I wouldn't want you to do, I wouldn't want you to do after lunch. I'll put a pause. The members would like to do other things, but move to this. Right? I understand. You, I want you, I wouldn't want you to do after lunch. What does she want to do after lunch? The way I understand it is the statement. I don't want you to do the statement after lunch.
Yes. Let's put them bigger, terminal member, because I thought that she meant that there were other issues that were on the agenda of lunch. If you look at the agenda and you read that statement, because what they're talking about is moving the thing into the lunch, into the statement. And then, on the chair, on page 55 to line 6, the end, line 7 there, is it designated when we are not together? She was asking the question to the other members of the DOC. She was asking, is it called designated if we're not together? So that should be a question mark. But when you listen to the question, you listen to the exclamation marks and the pauses, then it could be, you could be correct on the member, but it could also be that she could be referring to the agenda item. So.
Thank you, Chair. I didn't hear the question, but
I would like to support what Honourable Pinball is saying, because General Victor refers to, we have to do this now. We have no opportunity, so perhaps after the meeting or after lunch, because the next opportunity we have is September. So the lunch issue was introduced by General Victor, and then the commission has said, Victor reports, I wouldn't want you to do it after lunch. And then she said, I moved to this. So, in a way, I feel like the issue of the statement is what General Victor wants to do after lunch. The National Peace Mission says, I don't want you to go there. Let's move this. In a way, not rushing it, but trying to close the discussion on that. That's all I can do. Thank you.
This is a critical point. This is the transcript that we have. And furthermore, I think after 30 seconds discussion of the PLR discussion, now we were supplied with a set of minutes of what actually transpired. We refer to that last week. The last point is made, the provincial commissions agreed to me during us to discuss and that further as well as engage corporate communicate to assist. That isn't in the transcript. It isn't in the transcript. This decision isn't reflected in the transcript. And that's indeed the problem. We can maybe only make one deduction.
It means then that this minute they are not genuine minutes, because now the scots are different to the transport and the minutes. It means the facts hate the minutes in order to mix their needs, protecting themselves. So I don't trust this minutes, like I said in the previous meeting. So I don't know, I should think to understand what I mean. There's something that is not correct with such leadership. There's too much information.
Because if we quote from that, let's quote from page 18, that excerpt that we provided to the members, that last sentence reads as follows. commissioners agreed to eat during lunch to discuss the matter further, as well as the lunch focus communication process. That's the decision. I mean, the book of minutes is actually reflect the decision taken during a meeting or the discussion held, and the way that it's phrased in the minutes contains the transcript. There was a lengthy discussion about negative media reports and the need to encourage them to focus on this. Yes, it's mentioned, but that's not... It's accurate to say that that's what led to it. Because the minutes said there must be negative media reports which impact negatively on the morale of members, and it needs to encourage members to focus on core business of fighting crime. Note that that situation should not be allowed in the reports of the state where it appears that the least crime business is stopped. And after a lengthy deliberation on the negativity of the media reports, the Provincial Commission has indicated a need for members were involved. From my assessment, and I obviously wasn't present in the meeting, but I have a transcript, it's not an accurate reflection of what actually transpired in the meeting.
So one can argue maybe that the reference to the Mahali to assist can, we can say corporate communication to assist, but I mean it's not reflected in the final discussion before the VLA. I mean there's not a proposal in that regard. So that is a problem. You know, that is really one of the
On my account, and I think you talked by one or two, there are at least two provincial commissioners who haven't spoken at this point. I don't recall seeing the Northern Cape, the provincial commissioner affected, and I don't recall seeing General Friedrich affected. There might be one more, I forgot the name of the Malanga commissioner, so I might have missed that. But for me, it's the issue, because it does come up page 35, line 19, as kind of the general discussion of whether or not we need to continue all the lines. General Linda says, those who are willing must not actually coerce anybody so as to make our voice. So even at this point, as they're wrapping up a whole policy of discussion, it's not clear that there's a problem. And I don't want to speak about you. I want to back that again, that what we're told again this spontaneous, pretty simple, collective consensus was not what happened in the beginning. So we've seen how the fire was stoked, we've seen how it was an atmosphere, an emotive atmosphere created, flattening against any sort of issue. But even in this climate, there's still the implication that not everybody might be willing to or be put on board in how we proceed.
Yeah, because I mean, it's not a formal proposal in terms of the fix. And you say, well, we as the provincial commissioners we now made the final resolution is agreement by Cross Test to do this during lunch. It's only those three provincial commissioners who actually started the idea. With General Makela, they were the main actors, but only there was a formal decision actually, as reflected by the minutes, taken in the transcripts. And other members must indicate the evaluation. So the rest of the concept deals with Operation Fairlawn is not irrelevant.
No.
I think at this stage, before we go to the additional documentation that was given to us, as well as going through the media standing order, and let us, I will deal with that after tea. Let us go to tea for 10 minutes, and then we resume after that. Thank you. Thank you.
It's 1 o'clock. It's very, very good. We were talking about the cold in Thank you. In an hour, like the next one, we police for
I'm going to take a look at the On his or own initiative, official statements
to the media to ensure that the service receives the maximum benefit from exposure. A member of media liaison official must evaluate the information they intend to supply to the media and ensure that no sensitive information or information that may expose the service to litigation is communicated to the media. And only a member who is designated as an official spokesperson for the National Commissioner, a Deputy National Commissioner or the Regional Commissioner, the Risk Commissioner, Club for Social Commander, may be quoted as the official spokesperson in such an office. So that the real question is whether those statements made by the various commissioners and also those in official capacity was in line with Standard Order 1.6. So if we can go, I think it's in the blue folder, I don't know, the blue page, your pack, starts with Standing Order General 156. It's a 31-page document. The English Standing Order General 156, Media Communication in the South African Police Service. Phase 1 really deals with the background and definitions. I don't know if there's anything there members want to flag. Phase 2 is also definitions. But the spokesperson is a person appointed or designated by a national commissioner or a provincial police to keep the official position of the service on the matter on behalf of the service. That is on page 3, paragraph U. Then there are general principles. Aim at what is the rationale for communication.
Chairperson?
Yes.
I think what is important is number 4. Management at all levels must continuously bear in mind the media implications of their decisions and consult with media liaison officials in developing proactive communication plans. So it is very clear that they must clearly understand the implications. So it cannot be said, but oh, we didn't think that that would be the implication. By a very clear, you must understand the implications.
Anything else on 3 or 4? Then point 4 is very important, because remember we have the testimony from the law general, that page 5.1. A member must consult the relevant media liaison official before making honest or own initiative official statements to the media to ensure that the service remains the maximum benefit from this project.
I think also point 15 is a member must immediately after having communicated with the media inform the national, the regional, the provincial commissioner of cluster corporate of what was communicated to the media to enable the monitoring thereof. And now the question is, was there a monitoring of the media after the release of the provincial commissioners?
Because remember some of the testimony that we received during that first interaction was that one divisional commissioner on Sunday drove past media balls and then decided that she must issue a statement. So again, that begs the question in terms of decision making and execution, was that in line with the media policy? Thank you.
just to go back to page 3 again, 3-4. Because that was also one of the items we discussed with the provincial commissioners, also the last interaction with Jeremy and Benny, regarding the implications of that statement. And 3-4 is quite explicit. It says management at all levels must continually bear in mind the media implications of the decisions to consult. I think we repeat that. So I just want to highlight to the group media liaison officials on developing proactive media treatment. So one of the implications is then issuing this statement while the president was still considering the foreign commission recommendations as well as the recommendations due by the international commission. And we, the DSC was aware, I mean the DSC members was aware that the national commissioner, there was comments about her by the foreign commission. And notwithstanding that, they still issue a list of. Anything on 5? Page 6?
Or
whole question of how the state is relations, and though that things are quite clear, I think it's something we need to take into consideration.
So I think 4A4 is absolutely correct. Fiji is embarrassed with the sketching service because by implication, by overstepping their role of learning role between politics and that of the civil servant, open up the public room, and effectively discredit the service. That is, that is clearly what happened there. So I think that is also a flag that section as well.
The point number 9 issues that must be redirected. It says a request for information, a statement, or an interview relating to an indecent note of issues, then it says a national investigation, specifically point number 6, must be referred to the Office of the National Commissioner, the Deputy National Commissioner, or the Head Corporate Communication Lady. Now, Chairperson, we should maybe flag this. I know the Commissioner said she had no involvement in this, on the one hand. Then it was a contravention of this as well, because it refers to a national investigation. Then why was the Commission on and the office not being involved in this? So they must decide whether she was part or not.
Just to strengthen on some of our points, because the points also made earlier in where page 4, number 10, that all media related queries be referred to the National Commissioner's Office or the Provincial Commissioner's Office. There is a level of accountability at the National Commissioner's Office when it comes to media, which we need to inquire whether that was there in this instance, because it's a clear matter that has national implications. Was she supposed to try and hold, if not, who did? Because there is a level of accountability at the National Peace Commissioner's Office that is clear to make in this policy or in this assumption.
So we are on 10 and 11.
Maybe Jefferson, you can just say to the media on point 10, it's very clear that they should be treated, and it says a member must treat all media representatives with courtesy, dignity, and respect, even with provoking. But that doesn't mean they can continue provoking.
So let's see, let me go to 12, and 13, where 12 is accountability.
I think, Jed, 12.1, every member is accountable for statements, comments to the media made by them. And if they put their names on the statement or the issue on their behalf, they are individually and collectively accountable for what they do.
I think there's already consensus, although we want to kind of go to findings maybe later, but I think everybody in some aspect associated with that statement with it, and I must take the individual and the media company.
We have to look at all possibilities. I mean, if you look at point number 13, criticism and opinion, criticism of government policy, it says a member may not, in his or her official capacity, irresponsibly criticize government policy. And I think the statement was irresponsible. So we just should flag that part of certain recommendations and decisions against that.
Okay, 13.2. Only the National Commissioner may publicly criticize
this number of people to the national media in general. And the statement was dealing with negative reports, etc. So the question is, was it possible for the board commissioners to issue a statement which deal with those kind of things when the instruction came to the only national media commission can do that?
Anything else of 15?
Last Master Commander or a Provincial or Judicial Commissioner or a Deputy National Commissioner or a National Commissioner may comment negatively or make a negative statement regarding the outcome of the court of a case.
As I was asking the Commissioner, would that be relevant to this? Thank you.
Thank you.
If you look at that, that refers to a particular case, a case in court, and I think the intention of the drafting team there was to talk about cases that the police investigated. This is a different commission inquiry. This is a particular case. The Marikana death was seen collected there and the commission dealt with it. So it was part of the process of the commission inquiry process. It isn't a specific case. There were 44 deaths in Marikana, and so it was taken collectively. I suppose one can come to bend the rule sheet as a case. I'm not sure. And that must be a legal defense in the case as well.
So COVID has dealt with the rule 156. The other issue that you said that we must look at, and I think we've already referred it in discussions previously, establish and consider whether the relevant conduct by the officer is in line with due balance principles, establish and consider whether the relevant conduct precedent requires a stated process, establish and consider whether the statute was aimed at equality in approach by the president in response to the recommendations of the Farm Commission in relation to the National Police Commission. So we have dealt effectively with all the material. What is currently only outstanding is the electronic, print of that meeting or the minutes of the meeting that was held and it was worked. We tried to do that. So we got the computer from SAS, but we need some IT specialists to assist the committee section to look at that. That we can establish in that set of minutes was. So that is the one outstanding issue. We still not get from the secretary. Then we see, I indicated earlier, the set of minutes. I don't know, the cleaners register, the 15th of July. There were a few people who contacted the secretary. They just want to indicate they weren't at that meeting. They didn't sign any documents. I don't want to mention their names, but it's quite clear from this minutes who were there. And I mean, it's also quite clear that there's a lot of people who attended the meeting, but they didn't sign the statement at the end of the day. So I think members must have studied that for their own record, and that not all the legal commissioners or deputy national commissioners were present at the meeting. Not all of them have signed the meeting. Some of them were not present at the specific meeting. Right, members. Now where we come to, what we are now. We are, unless there's any other thing that members want to put on the table, we can go to a broader discussion, maybe of findings at this stage, or we can, at the next meeting, when we convene on this weekday, come with a draft report, not with recommendations, but a draft report outlining the aim of the investigation, the discussions that we had, the comments by members, the timeline, the discussions, and also the evaluation. Kind of points per se. But I will allow our members, if they want to gel, want to reflect on broad issues in terms of whether, if you judge from, we've started out 2001 in terms of the material before us. Indeed, where the relevant officers were truthful to the testimony, whether the documents and electronic material made available to the committee, verify the statements that may be for the committee. I mean, that's all of the issues that we will put in the draft report. And the national instruction 156. And then the bigger, I think, oversight issues of credibility, whether those actions were in line with the principles of good governance, whether those statements credited, embarrassed, and discredited steps, or whether it was influencing the process of the Farm Commission. So that will be the broad areas where we will have to reach consensus on as a committee, and then we will go to recommendations.
It seems to me that that is exactly what happened. Because if you look at the minutes, the commissioner speaks, and then Taylor comes in, supporting very strongly, creating the impression that if she is impartial or that sort of thing, but which is not true. If we look at our second issue, whether the electronic material and the documents verify the statement, we have some discrepancies, and we'll have to sort that out. So when we refer to that specific reference, we also have a problem. If you look at our third terms of reference, to consider whether the relevant statements were made in compliance with the national instruction, it is quite clear. It was not made in compliance with the national instruction. And that's why I also specifically said we must investigate whether the contravention of Section 70 of the Police Act and the steps we should be taken. If you look, for instance, for our fourth term for reference, whether the relevant conduct by the officers is in line with good governance principles, and even the next one, whether they embarrassed and discredited the steps, of course they did. I mean, we have this huge situation where we get the findings of the Forum Commission, where the National Commissioner, certain aspects are made against her as the National Commissioner, and then they come with this statement. And especially the last one, whether they try to influence the President. I think the person with this statement, they actually sort of threatened the President. To say, well, if you want to fire the National Commissioner, just take note that all nine provincial commissioners support her, and in fact, then you should fire us as well. And then you can create a crisis in the South African Police Service. And that's, as far as I'm concerned, the very serious aspect of the statement of support of the provincial commissioner. So, at this stage, Jefferson, I would say, as far as our inquiry and our terms of reference, that we comply, and the findings is against the provincial commission. Thank you.
Other members as well.
Thank you, Sir President. I'm not privileged with where everything started. I just want to comment. Sorry, in terms of standing orders, standing order 156, I think they were wrong. You go to General Principles 3, number 4. Management at all levels must continually bear in mind media implications of their decisions and consult with media and officials in developing proactive communication plans. You can go again to 10, conduct in public and towards the media representatives. Number 4, it says, whenever a member performs a function of the service in public, such member represents the service and he or she must conduct himself or herself in such a manner that he or she promotes the image of the service as a professional service. Such member must therefore refrain from making ill-considered, irresponsible, discriminatory statements or comments or use foul language. And the last one would be 13(3)(b) and (c). I've already alluded to C. No member may make comment or statements which can be construed or implied to be an opinion which is shared by another member or the management of the service unless such member has a mandate to do so. Well, unless if we say inconsiderate or irresponsible, unless if that is relevant, unless if the person can be in a position to can argue that that was well considered, if but otherwise according to this, I think zero. As I said, unless it's a person who is standing in front of whoever and say no, we definitely consider that. If you think we didn't consider it, that is your view. But if that is not the case, I think according to the standing order 156, it was not for friendly service.
Thank you. Other members?
Yes, I want to say again, referred to that statement that is issued, I think we made newspaper copies available, but we need the real transcript. It's a quite important point for next week. It was a statement that was issued 4 months before that meeting by Brigadier Nadu of SAS, and they should have followed that statement. Out of respect for the processes outlined by the President, SAS management has taken a decision that no public announcements about the board, its findings and recommendations will be made. In the interim, the management of the police would like to assure the public that policing duties will continue as normal. So, we have in that other statement, I think we'll have to look at all those different aspects highlighted by the members when we come back next week. But it's quite clear that in terms of good governance principles, in terms of the issues that we've highlighted, there is serious problems. So I don't want to go further than that. So we have taken note of all the input from the members over the duration of the inquiry, and we will in next week come back with a draft report, and we will then deliberate on the proposed findings, and then also at that meeting come with recommendations. In terms of recommendations, I think Honourable Groenewald already referred to that specific section regarding the media, but members will of course have to take note for process purposes to look at the SAPS Act, and especially first few chapters, because it also relates to the provincial commissioners and again the national commissioner. Because the other issue this committee will have to consider, although we looking at the conduct of the various issues, the question arises from the transcript. Should we also look at the situation or the situation of the National Commission with regard to their role played here specifically? So that is also issues that we will have to consider going into next week. So we will then give an opportunity for members to study again all the relevant documentation, specifically also the SAS Act, and then we will distribute the draft report on Wednesday morning, and then members are very much welcome to come with the necessary recommendations. Right, members, that's where we are. Maybe just to again for those members who are late today, or the late today at other meetings, we think that this morning, next Thursday afternoon, we will have the South African Police Service iPad at the committee, and the purpose will be twofold. On the one hand, we want a briefing from SAPS management, specifically Program 5, PSS, and Public Order Police, regarding the issue of the breach of the national keyboard and parliament, how they handled it, and the general management of the situation. Because we as a police oversight committee, we need to have assurances that there are effective measures in place in terms of know that things are going to happen and have the necessary people in place and so the resources and so on. The second issue is to have a briefing on the management of the National Student Protection Program. That happened over the last week to get an operational update, how many incidents took place, how many seats took place, what was the number of arrests, and so on, and general management of that situation. Thirdly, to have IPAD there, was responsible for oversight of this, has to give us a report on any complaints that were as a result of the police action during those student protests as well as the breach of the national keyboard. So the music committee can ascertain whether SAPS were prepared, whether all relevant planning were done, and so on. So that's going to be the purpose of this. But as a dealing with the 201, we will reconvene next week. Thank you very much, colleagues, for coming, and good luck with the question session this afternoon.